Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm speaking today with Christine Ann Ganser. Christine is an associate professor at the Hunter Bellevue School of Nursing, part of the City University of New York, and my alma mater, I have to say. And between 2012 and 2015, Christine was a postdoc fellow at the Veterans Affairs New York Harbor Healthcare System. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you took the time. Christine is the author of an article in our November 2016 issue, and the article is on veteran women's mental health-related consequences of military service. And it's a literature review of recent research and talks about its relevance for nurses in all settings. And I was very happy to get this article because one of the things I learned is that women are the fastest growing group of U.S. military veterans. And as Christine points out in the article, there's not much research or very little research at all on how the effects of military service and or combat affect women in the military. So this is a great piece, and I think nurses, all nurses who, since we deal with these veterans who show up in the ERs and clinics and offices, not just in the VA, I think this will be useful for everyone. So, Christine, what made you zero in on this population?
Okay, so I'm not a military veteran myself. However, I did, as you mentioned, complete a postdoctoral fellowship at the VA, and that was a fellowship that was funded through the Office of Academic Affiliations, and it was for nurse scientists. And as I started my research at the VA, I noticed there were a lot of women, and I was very surprised by that. And then I also found out that the VA had launched a women's health initiative some time back, and it was really starting to become an important factor because more and more women, as you also mentioned, are starting to serve in all aspects of military service, so not just in the setting of an office or on a base, but they're being deployed, and many of them are being exposed to traumatic events and consequences of being in these very unsettled circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, as a nurse, first, I need to understand what were the issues that these women were facing when they came back, and how was that looked at by the nursing community, and how can we really educate all nurses, not just veteran nurses or nurses working in VA settings or military settings, because many of these women are not being cared for in the VA. They are being cared for in the public sector.
Mm-hmm. One of the findings, well, there are several findings that I thought were interesting related to, you know, whether it was not just women veterans versus men veterans, but what I really liked is that several of the studies looked at women veterans versus non-veteran women. And I think that was an important aspect that that I hadn't expected. I thought initially it was going to be looking at men versus women. And while there is certainly some differences there, I really liked the fact that it was looked at in terms of non-veteran women.
Right. So PTSD, looking at PTSD in a veteran women population and comparing it to a PTSD in non-veteran women, you know, and seeing differences in those kinds of, and there were definite differences in that military experiences are very different than women who are traumatized in a non-military environment. Mm-hmm. So that was something I thought was good information that we needed to let people know about.
Mm. And one of the findings which didn't really register on my radar was around homelessness.
Yes. So we're finding that veteran women were really 2 to 4 times more likely to be homeless than non-veteran women. And that also is a surprising statistic because, again, homelessness is prevalent in the United States, but homelessness among veteran women, and why is that happening to them? And looking at the literature, again, a lot of it had to do with military sexual trauma that they had experienced, subsequent unemployment, physical health, and PTSD, and that kind of raised the risk of their homelessness, mm-hmm. Having been in those kinds of experiences, whereas women who had not may have been homeless, but it really just raises the mm-hmm. the risk factors.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've heard so much about, especially in the last couple of weeks, was the number of suicides among veterans. And the rates among women veterans more than or higher than the rates among men, or are they pretty much comparable? Or
I think they're pretty much comparable, but it really remains unclear because there have been so few studies that have looked at suicide rates focusing in on just women. It has been something that that has been looked at among the male population of veterans quite a bit, but given that women are now the fastest growing military population, I think our direction is to look and see what is happening in that group now.
I guess it probably, yeah, I guess if the PTSD, because I know the suicide is associated with PTSD, I believe.
Right.
That,
yes.
So that if that's happening at a higher rate, I guess that may, well, I guess we'll find out if it holds true or not.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was always curious about in terms of, women going off into combat positions or into positions that are not, on the military base in the office, but, these positions in the military where they're driving trucks and doing, a lot of
right.
heavy stuff, and certainly are now able to be in combat units. What kind of studies are people looking at, or were there any specific findings related to their reproductive health?
Oh, absolutely. So there are some new studies that are coming out looking at how being, again, in those kinds of traumatic environments are affecting women, and they're definitely finding that women are having infertility issues, are having factors like postpartum depression, pregnancy-related complications. Women who are exposed to these environments, come back and become pregnant and may develop postpartum depression and have difficulty bonding with their child. And so those are really new and on the horizon studies that need to be done in more depth to look at it, but we are uncovering that there are some issues.
Yeah, and I guess going forward, because one of the things I always thought about with women going off, if they have children already and then the women come back from with issues, mental health issues from deployment or being in combat, and how does that affect the children if mom is severely depressed or having PTSD, and what is that, what are the ripple effects of that within the family, especially on young children?
Exactly.
There's really quite a lot that we don't know in terms of, the health of the women and also the health of the family. And I know I do agree that women should be given the same opportunities as men in all aspects of jobs and roles, but then there are some downsides that I think we need to look at before we really think that everything is wonderful, or maybe it's not wonderful is the wrong word to use, but that everything is equitable because it may have more consequences for the family and for the child. So
absolutely, these women have multiple deployments, and and they're away from their children for longer and longer periods of time, and therefore, you know, we really need to look at how those children, who's caring for them, and how is their relationship with their parent affected. Many of the women come from two military parent families, so both men and women are serving together, and how do they juggle that, you know, with their families, and make sure that these children are, you know, psychologically comforted, because it is stressful for a young child to have a parent, one parent away, let alone two.
Yeah. So for nurses who, what's the takeaway that, you know, after doing this research and gaining some insight into the mental health consequences, what would you tell nurses, you know, in terms of what they should be thinking about, or, you know, with women patients?
Well, I think that in general, all nurses should ask every single patient about their military service during their initial encounter. I think it's something that we have almost forgotten to ask as providers. You know, when you first meet a patient and you do your initial screening, I think that one of those questions should be, have you served in the military? And then that kind of opens the door to a conversation about, you know, well, as you develop that relationship, what happened, and is there something that you need to share with your provider about that experience? And, you know, we as nurses then can make those necessary referrals that might kind of get overlooked if we don't ask that question.
When you think about it, that's certainly a huge part of someone's life, being in, you know, because you're talking about 2 to 3 years or more, and all the experiences that they go through, and yet that's not something I think that, you know, we ask about their family history and social, do they smoke, do they drink, and do they have any issues, but unless we really think about asking for the military, they may not think that, well, that's not pertinent, that was like 3 years ago. Or whatever. So that's a great point, and
it does have lasting effects.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Any other last thoughts you would want to bring in?
I just want to just mention the joining forces that was initiated with Dr. Jill Biden and Michelle Obama in 2011, and that in the spring of 2012. It was extended to nursing and through the AACN, you know, launched this initiative to educate nurses about veteran health. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I think it's really important that we embed this information in our nursing schools and our nursing programs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is one way that I felt I could get my message out there, and I'm very happy to do it.
Mm. Well, thank you again for writing this important article and for bringing it to AJN. I will make sure we can get the word out, and we'll likely be doing a blog post, and we'll tweet it and get it on Facebook, so we'll get it out to as many people as we can. So thanks once again.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.